Yay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And wow, you know, I'm double sitting today because I'll also be sitting in for Patrice Brindamore. Here's the deal. Early next week, Apple is hosting a keynote event. And so that means it's time for keynote poker, which is what we're doing today. Now, historically, and I think exclusively up until today, Patrice has run our keynote pokers. So, of course, that means they've always run smooth and been very professional and lots of fun. Since Patrice is out of town today, I will be running keynote poker. And considering how well I handle just telling everyone about the chat, I can only imagine how this is going to play out.
As king, I'll allow it.
Oh, thank you. Now, you say that now, but by the end of this, you might be off with his head. I know. The jury is out. Ben, you are always ready. All right. So for those of you that are listening and not watching, Ben just changed his background, and he is now sitting on the sword throne from Game of Thrones. As one does.
And it looks like the weirdest haircut ever.
he's the
that's
king.
That's a pretty metal haircut. Yep. All right. So here is how keynote poker works. And the awesome thing is Patrice has given me everything that I need to succeed.
Except you didn't share the link to us with the keynote poker.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me do that over here. All right. Now you have the link. Okay. So here's how keynote poker works. There are two rounds, and in each round, each of our panelists will offer up one prediction about the upcoming Apple event, and the predictions have to be concrete. Hold on, I'm multitasking poorly. See, we're already off to an awesome start. Okay. So, predictions have to be something that's concrete and deemed risky on some level, enough to warrant actually betting on. So the example is, your prediction can't be like if it's WWDC, your prediction can't be the next version of iOS is going to be announced, because of course it is at WWDC. All right, predictions can't be repeated by other panelists. So once something has been picked, it's off the table for everyone else. For each prediction, the entire panel, including the person that that brought up the prediction, gets to bet points. So from -5, meaning absolutely not going to happen, to +5, absolutely going to happen. Now, a prediction will be deemed correct if it is either announced by the presenter or shown on a slide during the presentation. So that means that every prediction must in some way be in the keynote event. So a press release after the fact related to the keynote does not count. It has to be something that we can really point out in the keynote. So yes, on slides, someone says it, in a video, those are the things that count. All right. And then for each of the predictions, every panelist, we can either win or lose points based on our bets. So if you have a correct prediction, and all the people that voted or bet positive numbers, they win those points. if they bet negative numbers, well, then they will lose those points. If you vote incorrectly, excuse me, if your prediction is incorrect and people bet negative points against you, they win because they were right that it wasn't going to happen and you were wrong. If you bet positive points, you will lose that number of points. Okay, so by the time everything's said and done, we'll have one person who has the most points, and they will be deemed the king or queen of keynote poker. In the event of a tie, we will have a digital coin toss, or maybe real coin toss.
And we totally did not steal these rules from Relay FM.
No. We reactively created the rules so that they could take them. See, the time, it's like a big ball of wibbly
wobbly. Yeah, timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey. Right. Okay. So here's an example of how the betting works. Let's say that Patrice says Tim Cook is going to wear a yellow bow tie at the event and bets five. And then I bet -3 because I don't think it's that likely to happen.
You'll win.
But I'm not so certain that it won't happen that I'm willing to bet -5. Then it turns out that that Tim wears a rainbow color bow tie. Bow ties are cool. And then that means that Patrice lost points because she predicted the wrong bow tie color. I win points because I said, no, Tim isn't going to wear a yellow one. All right. So we have our random order already set for us for who gets to offer up their predictions first. Also, since Patrice isn't here, she went to the trouble to include her predictions for us. So when we get to her place on the list, I will just read out her predictions for her. And let's see. That means we have to look at the order. Okay, so here's the order for today. Ben is up first, and then Dave, and then Chuck, and then me, and then Patrice. And
thank you, my subject.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. All right, Ben, so you're up first.
There will be a non-pro iPad larger than 11 inches.
Non-pro iPad larger than 11 inches. Okay. And hold on. How did Patrice put our bet values in here?
I assume you have it in a spreadsheet.
No, it's a Word document. See, we are off to a great start. Oh my God.
And I am betting +5.
So, oh, I know how I'm going to do this. I've got this figured out. Here we go. Okay. So you are +5. That seems fair. Believe in your prediction. And all right, Dave, what are you betting?
Pretty skeptical about that. They have never done that before, and in the bottom line models, I just don't see it. I'm going to go -5.
-5. All right, Chuck.
So do it again, Ben. So you're predicting a non-pro iPad larger than 11.
Yes. Okay. Essentially, an iPad Air 12.9.
Oh, I thought you meant to just... Okay.
But either on connected or upgrade, they made a point that, well, if they happen to name that the iPad Studio, I'm out on points.
Okay. Yeah, boy, that's an interesting. I'm gonna go plus two on that.
Plus two.
I
All
need to change
right.
that because I misunderstood that. I didn't think about the air part. I will probably go, I'll go along with Chuck and go with a plus two as well.
Okay. Which brings it down to me and I'm thinking that Apple is already dealing with a very confusing product line, and this is an opportunity to not make it more confusing. So as cool as an iPad Pro size iPad Air sounds, I'm going to go with no. So I'm just going to go all in and bet minus five. Now, since Patrice isn't here and she can't put her bets in today, she will add those after she gets back from her trip. So by the time we get around to next Friday, when we talk about who wins and who loses, Patrice's bets will be in here as well. And
So Patrice is betting TBA.
exactly. All right. So, wow, Ben, I think you started us off with a good prediction. Man. Oh, come on. All right. I'll just be straight up here. I absolutely suck at making lists in Google Docs and Words. Okay.
We
So,
need the trees.
she's so much better at this. All right. So, Dave, you are up next.
All right. I know they've been talking about a lot of some rumors and stuff, and I'm going to go with it here. I definitely think that the iPad Pros are going to have the M4 processor. I know a lot, it's been up and down, but I feel very confident that that's going to be the case, and I'm going to do that plus five.
All right. iPad Pro will get the M4 processor, and you're a plus five.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Chuck, what do you think?
This is tough. And just taking out all the rumors, this would be an interesting way to introduce the M4 into the line. So I'm gonna go, yeah, I'm gonna do a plus three
Less,
on it.
whoops,
I'm
plus
not as
three.
confident as Dave, but I feel like there's enough smoke that there may be some fire.
Right. It's. I'm having a problem with this one because I love the idea of Apple introducing the M4 with the iPads, even though it will also end up in Macs and, and I know there's the whole argument about, well, Apple doesn't do the new processors in the iPads before the Macs. But I don't know. Maybe the M4 will have more than, or maybe there will be a version of the M4 that's really optimized for the iPad. And this would be a cool way to introduce it ahead of WWDC. But I'm not convinced we're getting a new processor. Oh, what the hell? Plus five. I'm going to lose 5 points. But
No, you're not.
I'm on board with the moral support. All
We,
right.
you know, you know what, you know what, Jeff, just a small piece of commentary. Just because it gets the M4 doesn't mean that it necessarily has to have all the features available at this immediate point.
That's
So,
fair.
you could put an if you could put an M4 in, and I'm not suggesting hobbling it. I'm just suggesting, hey, it's there. What sorry. I'm suggesting that, it's there when we are ready to unleash those features. So Just a thought.
Thank you for that validation. And what you're saying, it makes sense. Get the M4 out now so that when WWDC rolls around and Apple starts showing off what's coming up with the new operating systems, the hardware that will be necessary to take advantage of some of those features has already been introduced.
Right.
All right, I like this. I'm still probably going to lose 5 points, but I am so emotionally on board with this now. Ben, how about you?
Plus five, but I will preface this by saying I don't think the M4 is going to be a giant leap forward. I think it's pretty much going to be the M3 with some added neural cores or AI capabilities.
I think that's very plausible. I'm not expecting a major change. So, all right. excuse me. So that means, oops. Why does this always insist on not giving me the list that I want?
Dang it.
Right.
Is computer programming?
Yeah, that would explain a lot. Okay, Chuck, it is your turn.
This is going to be a little less specific than you'd probably like, but I believe we'll see a refresh on the iPad mini.
Mini refresh.
So I'm not willing to say that it'll get an M4. I don't know what it'll get. But I think that we will see some kind of updated, revised, re-somethinged iPad mini.
Well, the let's see. Which iPad mini do we have now? It's the 6?
5.
The 5?
Or is it the 6? I don't know. Well, it's the USB-C iPad mini.
Right. And that one does not have an M-series processor.
No, it has an A15.
Okay, so maybe the iPad mini goes to A17? The M-series processor this year. And it doesn't even have to be the 4. The M4, if that's announced.
Yeah, I just feel like this is a great little device, excuse me, depending on your use case. But I still reach for it for so many different things that honestly my main iPad would be too much. And so I just feel like this deserves its place in the line and it deserves to be upgraded. So, and I'm going to go on a plus 4 on my own bet.
Okay. Oops. So you don't completely believe in yourself.
Correct. I'm hedging my bet just a little bit.
All right, that's fair. As I talked through this, when you made the prediction, I talked myself into it's time for the iPad mini to go to the M series processors. It's the only current model that doesn't have an M series processor yet. Is that correct?
iPad.
But the iPad.
The iPad 10.
Windrider in the chat is saying that the iPad mini has an M2. I'm trying to check it.
No, it doesn't.
I didn't think so either, but.
Hold on, I'm bringing up Mac Tracker right now. I thought. There it is. All right. So, devices. Oh,
sorry, Windrider. Yes, he says no, that's not what he meant. My apologies. Maybe you meant that you think it'll go to an M2? Is that?
Excuse me. And yes, iPad mini is currently sixth gen. And yes, A15 Bionic. Okay. So, yeah, I'm on board. Plus five. And good news. I figured out exactly what I was doing wrong with our Word document, and I can now fix it. Patrice is so much better than I am at this. Okay, Ben, so what's your prediction?
Also plus five, mostly because I really, really, really want this.
That's fair. That's a totally legit reason for giving it a plus five. And
hold on. Like, if this comes out, my first paycheck will be buying it.
All right. I am, you know.
Pull out that credit card.
Right. I am rocking the iPad Mini 6. It hasn't even rolled over into AppleCare Plus yet. It's still in its first year of AppleCare, and I would be okay with my iPad Mini being a generation old, just because it's such a great iPad, and deserves the update. Okay, so Dave, what's your bet?
I just did it. No, my bet. I was the one that did it. You throw me off here.
Oh, wait, sorry. Hold on. I have messed up our spreadsheet or document. Oh my God, Patrice. All right.
This one was Chuck's.
That was my bet. Or my,
oh my God, here. You're right. I did not mess it up. Okay, so Chuck said iPad Mini 4 refresh. And we're guessing, hey, maybe an M series processor. I bet five. Ben bet five.
I will say a plus five to Mini.
Okay.
So yeah, now this is going to be a fun one. If Chuck's right, he loses his own bet.
Yeah, really. I had no idea that this concept would be so popular. Apple, pay attention if you don't have this planned.
Right. Okay. I will fix the rest of the spreadsheet or document after the show, now that I figured out what I was doing wrong.
This will be the last keynote poker we ever do without Patrice.
Yes.
No kidding. Oh, show. Bob Beach is saying I should have written the scores down. The irony is I did. I've just messed up the format of the document, and all I can say is, wouldn't it be great if I could get by in life on my looks? Yet here we are. All right. So we have done. Hold on. I do need to fix one other thing so I don't get myself more confused. Okay, so then it was Chuck. Now it is me. And I have my predictions. Hold on, let me grab my first one. My first prediction is that we are going to get, excuse me, new tip options for the Apple Pencil. I mean, that could mean a new Apple Pencil model that has multiple tips as an option. Or it could be that Apple says, hey, we've designed these new tips that you can put on an Apple Pencil. So it would give you things like a broad tip, something that works more like a paintbrush, things like that. And hold on, let me get this in here. New tips for Apple Pencil. All right. And I am completely on board with this. And even if I'm wrong, I am so committed to this one. So I'm giving it a 5 And Ben, what do you think?
I'll give this one a push.
You know, the first time you did that on Keynote Poker, my thought was, you just screwed yourself. And it turns out I was wrong. That has actually worked to your advantage. So, all right. I appreciate your pragmatism. Okay, Dave, what do you think?
I'm going to be somewhat, I'll go a little under. I'll go a minus one. I'm not that confident on that.
It's okay. To be fair, I'm very likely losing 5 points on this, but I love the idea of Apple finally embracing this, because there's a whole space that the iPad is not able to effectively address for pro designers who are using an iPad, but then also have like a Cintiq tablet to go along with it, where they have five different styluses so that they can do different techniques on their tablet. But
it's also something that Apple's famous for. Like, I don't really want to do this. I let a third party do the tips.
I agree. And this is exactly why I have alternate Apple Pencil tips from a couple different companies already.
Yep.
No, I get it. I'm losing points on this. All right, Chuck, what are you betting?
So I want to, pardon me, man, got me doing it, Jeff. I want a clarification. So a redesigned Apple Pencil would qualify?
If it has more than one tip option.
That they offer, right?
Yeah.
Not a third party. Yeah.
Not a third party. These have to be
tips that are offered by Apple.
So I'm going to clarify that. Apple branded tips for the Apple Pencil.
I'm going to go with a plus two on that. I like your thinking, Jeff, a lot. I'm really hoping for the AI tip that will just take the pen out of my hand and draw it for me. Is what would be right. But other than that, you know, I've not being an Apple Pencil aficionado, but having listened to you and listened to others talk about, you know, the benefits of different tips and some of the surfaces on iPads, it would make that you can lay on the iPad. It would seem to make a lot of sense, and it would take the iPad to yet another level. So I hope you're right. I, you know, again, it's not going to apply to me, but I really do hope you're right.
I hope so too. I think this is an opportunity that Apple should take advantage of. Whether or not they will, yeah. All right. And oh, then that would make Patrice next. All right. So
now you have to speak like Patrice.
Oh, yeah.
Don't put him on the spot.
I could do it, but I fear that it would not play nearly as well as we hope.
Butcher it.
Oh, I would butcher it, and then I would feel really bad.
Yeah.
All right. So here's.
Oh, she would think it's funny.
No. I mean, totally possible. Yep.
She totally would.
Nonetheless, I'm not going to do it. All right.
That's a safe bet.
Discretion being the better part of valor. Yeah. What I will do is Patrice impersonating me, and this is what it sounds like. Yeah. Okay. So here's Patrice's there we go. Yep, I grabbed the right one. Okay, here's Patrice's prediction. Vision Pro will be available in several European countries, but no mention of Austria. And so
what was her bet?
She did not include her bets.
Oops.
I will just leave this open, but I will assume that she is very pro on this, and it would be a five, but we'll know after she actually puts her bets in. Okay, so Dave, I'm sorry. You said you agree?
Yeah, I can go plus five with that. I don't think Austria is going to be included.
I like that she is that specific.
Because she's so used to it. She can't
You're
get
right.
In.
All right, Chuck, what do you think?
So assuming, I'm making an assumption here that, and unless I misheard it, that she does not think Austria will be mentioned.
Yeah, European countries will be mentioned, excluding Austria.
So does that mean that Tim Cook will say it's available in all the European countries except Austria?
That's a good question. My interpretation of this is that it'll be something like Tim Cook or whoever says, and starting on whatever date, Apple Vision Pro will be available in France, Italy, Spain, and
Luxembourg, and everywhere but Austria.
Right. And Austria just won't be mentioned. It's like the mountain time zone of Europe. Never gets mentioned.
Okay, subject to your interpretation, I will go in to plus five.
Okay. And because that's how I'm interpreting it as well, I'm going to go with a plus five on that. Now, if Europe isn't mentioned at all, this is still a loss for those of us that have bet plus five, because
okay,
it has to be available in somewhere in Europe, but not Austria. So anyhow, Ben, what's your bet?
Yeah, I will go with the flow here. It's free money.
I think we just neutralized Patrice's bet. Unless she's tricking us and she goes minus five and then she wins. All right.
By the way, she will make her bets before Tuesday, right?
Yes. She's planning on putting her bets in when she gets back from her trip. So I'm assuming that her bets will all be in here by this weekend. So I got to say, I am so not reliable at this. I am not Patrice.
But do you know who's completely reliable, Jeff? And
gosh,
deserves
Ben.
5 points.
Gosh, Ben, that's a really great observation, because I was thinking that would be TSO hosts. And Ben, I do appreciate you were picking up what I was putting down. You're the best. Yeah, seriously though, TSO host.
I'm the king. Of course I'm the best.
Yes, you are. You and TSO host, the best. What is it that makes TSO host the best? They're web hosting. It's rock solid and it's fast. And they make it easy to buy domain names. They offer good pricing. They have great customer support. And even better. They're taking all of this stuff that they do so well, and they're saying, hey, it would be really cool if the British Tech Network had all the resources they need to be able to live stream shows every single week, and to have a website, and to have a place to store all of the show files so that people can watch or listen to episodes whenever they want. And that's exactly what they're doing. They are giving us those resources, which is great, because for us to come up with those resources, it would be impractical. It takes a lot to make these shows happen, even when someone like me is hosting them. It takes a lot. So they're giving us all of that so that we can be here for you. And they're doing it just to give back to the community. So thank you, TSO hosts, for doing that. Please go out on social media and thank TSO hosts for being here and supporting us. It's not a big ask. It only takes a minute. And it's important that we let TSO hosts know that we do appreciate what they're doing for us. If by chance you need to buy domain names or you need web hosting, well, we're proving every single week how good they are, what they do. So why not take advantage of their services and their good prices? Throw your domain names into your cart. If you need web hosting, throw that in. Then add the discount code BTN20 so you get 20% off your order. So yeah, thank you, TSO hosts, for being here and supporting us. And as long as I'm butchering what Patrice does so well, let's talk about the live chat. laughing at me, this is totally appropriate because I give people a hard time all the time. And if you can find some pleasure in me just bubbling through this, please do. All right, so here's the deal. We have a live chat that we all participate in when we're live streaming. And so people that are watching live or participating, like Windrider has been chatting with us about iPad minis. And anyhow, we have people in the chat, and we're interacting with them. When we do a regular show, we will have links to the articles we're discussing. We will have cool things. So there will be links to those as well. Since we're doing Keynote Poker and it takes a lot of time, no cool things today. But you can still participate in the chat. And to do that, you go to chat.britishtechnetwork.com, I believe. Yes. I'm going to say it with conviction, even if I'm wrong. You go to chat.britishtechnetwork.com, and from there you can get into the live chat and interact with us in real time. The thing is, though, a lot of people watch or listen to the shows afterwards, but they still want to see what was happening in the live chat. Well, since most of us don't have the ability to travel back and forth through time, we had to come up with a workaround. And that workaround is this really amazing calendar thing that Patrice built that you can use to find those chats. So for that, you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. No, let me say it with conviction, even if I'm wrong. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And there you'll find the amazing calendar that Patrice made. Click on the date for the show you want to listen to. So today, for example, would be May 3rd, 2024. And we do have the chat logs going back to 2015. So I'm sure there are plenty of stupid things that I've said over the years that you can go and find in those chats, preserved for history and your amusement. And that's where you find all of that. And did I get through all the stuff for the chat? I think so. I hope so.
Sounded like it.
All right. Well, I guess we survived, and yeah, go team.
Okay.
Okay. So now it's on to round two. And
fight.
Fight. Oh, I even heard it in the right voice, Ben. Okay, so round two. Ben, what's your prediction?
There will be a game announcement during the keynote.
Like new game, game update, or just
new game?
Okay, new game. Okay. I like that. Apple seems to at least be feigning interest in the gaming market, so why not? All right, what are you betting on that one, Ben?
Oh, what the hell? Plus five.
That's right. Own it. Yeah. All right, Dave, how about you?
I'd be very surprised if a game is just is mentioned in something like this type of event. I'm going to say minus five.
Minus five. All right, Chuck, how about you?
Plus three.
Plus three.
I feel like a new iPad, it's a logical thing to try to at least give a token nod to the gaming market, because Apple does seem to do a great job in the gaming market on mobile. From my very limited, no, scratch that. From my observations of the gaming market, I do not participate in the gaming market.
Yeah, just own it, Chuck. Just like me saying BritishTechNetwork.com/chat. Doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong. Just that I say it with conviction.
Yeah, well, I can say with conviction that I do not participate in the gaming market. So there you go.
There you go. All right. I'm actually torn on this one because I have a feeling this event is going to lean more towards creativity than entertainment. That said, Apple has been making more of a push into the gaming space, or at least acting like they will. So, yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm going minus five, which means that I just ensured that Apple will now include a game announcement just to spite me.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, Ben. I've got your back. Yeah. Okay, so next up is Dave. And Dave, you are muted.
His predictions are secret.
Oh,
that's fair.
I'm just trying to, I didn't come up with a second one here. Can you come back to me?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Let me make the next little piece in here. So that would be Chuck, you're on the spot.
I'm torn on my own prediction here, but I think we're going to hear something about a HomePod, a new or revamped HomePod. So let me, I'll specify it this way, that there will be a not software only update to the HomePod, to the HomePod line, to the HomePod line.
So there will be, okay. So it will be a hardware based.
Hardware oriented. Yeah. Yeah. That is just a software. I'm talking against my own prediction, but a software update to give it new features would not qualify.
Okay.
and I'm going to go +3 on that for myself, because I don't think we're to a HomePod with a screen yet. I feel like, you know, this would be kind of a logical thing, because it's either that or it'll have to wait till the fall. I just don't see it as a dub-dub kind of upgrade.
So just for my clarification, this could be an update to the hardware in the current iPods, new processor, new mics, whatever, or it could be a new HomePod device.
Or it could be a new color. Because that would be hardware.
There we go. Okay, so here's what I wrote down. Hardware-focused update for the HomePod line could be a new device, refresh, or new color. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, cool. And that's a +3 for you. Ben, how about you?
-3.
A 3.
-3.
Oh, -3. Okay. Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to say -5. I don't think it's going to be talked about.
As much as I want Apple to do something significant with the iPod line or HomePod line, I'm just not feeling it. I'm going with a -5 on this one too. And this is one where I really hope that I'm wrong. And I do hope it's more than just a new color. Patrice isn't here. Okay. She's on my list. She's here.
Yeah, I would put TBA in those, but I don't have access.
I want that as an outtake right there. That was beautiful, Jeff.
Well, Chuck, you're recording, so you've got
it. Yes, I am. I do.
Yep. I expect at some point, and I'm not asking people to do this. I'm just expecting at some point it will happen, because it's karma. There's going to be a long cut of me saying and doing stupid things, which, to be fair, isn't difficult to get footage or recordings of me doing stupid things and saying stupid things. It's going to be a really long video.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could make a feature film out of that.
Right? Yeah, it could turn into a franchise even. All right, Dave, do you have a prediction yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I will go on a limb. This was another rumor, but I think this is pretty solid. I think Apple, with the redesign of the iPad, they're going to go with that MagSafe charging instead of USB-C. You'll have a choice between both. But I'm not 100% confident, but I'm going to throw it as a +3.
Okay, here's what I wrote. iPad gets MagSafe charging, but still supports USB-C charging.
Well, it has to support USB-C because you still need to have the
port. Oh, right. Of course. But I've got it in there. Okay. And I'm sorry, you said +3?
+3. I'm not a full in, but I think it's a possible.
Okay.
Just to clarify this, is this like an iPad, all the models, or?
I think it's good. I think it'll probably be on the Pro in the Air for sure. Maybe not. Yeah, I'll go with the Pro.
Okay. Okay, so the way we've written this, if iPad Pro and iPad Air get MagSafe, Dave is still correct. Because it's the iPad Pro specifically that has to get it. Yep. It does not exclude other models.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Chuck?
I love this idea in so many ways, but I also see some issues with it. So I'm going to give it a plus three.
Plus three.
And I hope, I honestly hope that I lose out on that. I hope that it comes through and I should have gone to plus five, but I'm only going to go plus three.
I'm trying to decide what form.
I just want to make sure I clarify. When I say MagSafe charging, I mean like what we do on iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So not the same MagSafe that we
not
have.
Not the same MagSafe as a Mac. No, it's going to be MagSafe. Oh.
And Windrider just asked that in the chat, and that's a really good point. Yeah. They're two different MagSafes.
Yeah. There's no way they would do a MagSafe like a Mac because that'd be a different port in no way.
Yeah.
It was like more than one port.
Yeah. Dave, just to make sure, do you want to just put it as magnetic charging?
However you want to word it.
Because it could technically end up being like Qi 2.
Oh, you could put Qi 2.
Okay, so here's what I have. Make sure this sounds correct to you. iPad Pro gets MagSafe charging, but still supports USB-C charging. And then in parentheses, I have iPhone-style MagSafe and could be Qi 2. Okay.
MagSafe, not Mac-style MagSafe. It's iPhone-style MagSafe.
Right. Okay. Got it. And as much as I love this idea, I don't think Apple's doing it. And I'm going to go with minus five. And let me tell you why I'm wrong. Why do I do this? What the hell is wrong with me? Here's why I'm wrong. I think that along with new iPad Pro models, we're going to get a new smart keyboard cover, and that it's going to use MagSafe not just to hold everything in place, but also to act as the device charging for the iPad.
And that was one of the problems I've saw with it, Jeff. That's why I didn't go all in.
Yeah, I'm not all in either. So I thought it's worth a shot.
Yeah. And I love it. And my Jedi instincts, which are probably horribly wrong today, are telling me no, and I'm going to lose my 5 points on this one. Ben, how about you?
My brain is trying to talk me into both ways. I mean, especially if it were, say, like a double coil Qi or MagSafe, that takes away charges. I'm just going to go with a push.
All right.
Yeah, I can't decide one way or the other.
A goose egg.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, Patrice, how would you like to respond in like 3 days?
Right. Oh, my God. Hey, at least this time I didn't ask Patrice what she thought. So that's a good one.
Oh, she'll tell us when she watches this. We just won't hear it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So we went back to Dave. Chuck would be next. We've already done Chuck. So that means it's me. And my next prediction is we're going to see a montage video showing creative apps. Probably a prediction that you were not expecting from me. And I intentionally did not do a wardrobe pick because I know Patrice is going to end up having to watch the video like three times to see if I got my wardrobe pick right. But
Like last time.
like last time and the time before and the time before that, so my wardrobe prediction will go into the unranked predictions. Okay, so I'm feeling because everything we're seeing so far about this event is creating this whole art image thing or being creative in some way with the iPad and Apple Pencil. I think to help promote that idea, Apple is going to have a montage video of some sort showing people using various creative apps on the iPad. And there you go. So I fully emotionally support myself on this one with a plus five. Ben, what do you think?
Plus five, they always do this.
All right, Dave, how about you?
Plus five, I agree with that.
All right, and I will point out that I have specifically said video. So if it's like a slide that has images of people using different creative apps, that does not count. It has to be a video.
Yeah, I can see Apple doing that.
All right, Chuck, what do you think?
I'm going to go up plus five for all the reasons you just mentioned, Jeff. I think that's a pretty easy. It's either going to be really pretty easy or it's going to fall flat, but I think it's pretty easy. I think that'll happen.
So, if Patrice is clever, or,
She's
well,
all
we already know
clever.
she's clever.
She's
If,
clever, smart.
yeah. If she's good at gaming the game, she will be the person that wins off this one somehow. Because we all just bet five. All right. So now that takes us to Patrice's next pick. Excuse me. Oh man, I cannot type today. All right, so what was her next prediction?
The accessibility features.
There it is. So Patrice, her prediction is new accessibility features will be mentioned, and her reasoning for this is Global Accessibility Awareness Day is coming soon on May 16th. Ben, what are you thinking?
I'm going to give it a push. I think we're going to hear a lot about accessibility at WWDC, but I don't think this is the right event for it.
Okay. Dave, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with Ben. I'll go to zero.
Wow. Okay. Chuck, how about you?
So forgive me, maybe I missed it. So what is she just saying that she thinks there will be new accessibility features?
New accessibility features.
No, I go zero on this as well. I'm neutral on this. I don't. Well, no, wait a minute. Does that mean that if they don't talk accessibility, new accessibility features, that we get points?
Yeah.
Here's my interpretation on what she's saying. Apple could talk about accessibility features that are available on the iPad, but that wouldn't count. It would have to be a new accessibility feature that we don't already have for this to count.
Okay, then that means if they don't announce any, then we get points if we go
Yeah.
negative. Okay, I'm going to go minus three on this.
Okay. And I'm thinking that Apple will talk about accessibility features in some fashion They will not, however, have new features to announce at the event. I think those will come at WWDC. So I'm going minus five on this one.
Okay.
And holy crap, we got to the end somehow of both rounds.
That's it.
And does anyone have any unrated predictions?
I don't.
This is one's going to be wrong, but I'm going to die on this hill anyway.
Okay.
Apple will talk about macOS on the iPad.
Wow. Just won't let that, you just won't let that go.
Until I get it.
All right.
Interesting, Ben.
Yeah, it too. Razer and Apple will demo Razer's Kishi Ultra on the iPad Mini.
Oh, those are some bold ones.
How do you spell
Kishi?
I'll put a T at the end.
Kishi Ultra.
Hmm.
Kishi Ultra on the iPad Mini. Okay. I love how bold these predictions are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a couple. And let's see.
No stealing mine, Jeff.
I'm trying not to steal yours. Let's see if I can just get mine to paste in. Boop, there we go. Okay, first one, Tim will be wearing blue jeans. I was very specific about the color. And my second non-graded prediction is Apple is going to do some sort of comparison between the iPad and professional graphics tablets.
I have one more.
All right.
There will be a new keyboard that will make the iPad more laptop like than ever.
Oh. I'm glad you didn't predict that for the contest, Ben, because that would be really difficult to quantify.
I'll say this, it will have a function row.
Okay. That would be a good quantification. Okay.
Since you know they already did that for the 10 inch or the iPad 10.
Mm-hmm. All right. Love it. Okay.
One other, Jeff, one last one.
Okay.
The camera on the new iPads will be horizontal rather than, or will be in landscape rather than portrait. Or you know what I mean?
The FaceTime camera is going to be on a landscape side.
On the long side.
So Ben, clarify that. So are you saying that if you hold, this is not an iPad, of course, but if you hold it like this, that you would get a landscape recording?
I'm saying that it's going to be exactly where it is on the iPad 10 and Max. Instead of on the top. Like on previous iPads.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I like that one. Had you had that as one of your official ones, I would have plus fived that so hard.
Yeah, because they already have it on the 10th gen, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other predictions, Tad?
I'm good.
All right.
I predict this will cost me money.
I would give you a plus five on that.
Yes.
I'm actually putting that on the list.
And me too.
Hold on, let me copy and paste so I don't have to do formatting. Because boo, formatting. All right, so here's what I wrote. Chuck's prediction, this event will cost me money.
Yep.
All right, there we go. And with that, we have made it through. No thanks to me. Holy crap.
It's absolutely thanks to you.
We need adult supervision.
You got us through, Jeff. That none of us would have been willing to take it on, so you got it, made it happen.
None of us were willing to take it on.
Patrice makes this look so easy, and I do not. Anyhow, so first off, just thank you for bearing with me and holding on tight as this train kept bouncing off the tracks. You are all awesome. Hey, Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at InTouchableiOS at InTouchableiOS.com. YouTube channel is youtube.com/InTouchableiOS. I'm here on Fridays on the Mac Show. I'm on Mac Voices Live Tuesday nights. And Mastodon, DaveG65, and Mastodon.club.
Awesome.
Good job, Jeff.
Oh, thanks. Ben, His Majesty, where can people find you?
Well, you can find my royal presence on Tuesdays on Mac Voices of Chuck Joyner, Mac Voices Live with Chuck Joyner, and on Thursdays on In Touch with iOS with Sir Dave Ginsburg.
Nice. Chuck, how about you? Where can people find you?
You can find me at MacVoices.com. That's where we're playing a little bit of catch up with some of the Mac Voices live shows and also releasing the interviews from NAB, Mac Voices Live Tuesday nights on YouTube at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. And of course, on the socials as at Chuck Joyner.
Awesome. Jeff,
you did an amazing job. You really did.
I'm glad that we just made it alive to the end.
And watch, now this will be like all quiet on the Western Front where the main character dies at the end.
Spoilers. All right, where can people find me when I'm not sitting at my favorite little pub? How about on social media? I'm Jay Gamet on pretty much everything. I'm active on Mastodon and Instagram and Threads. And then for shows, Tuesdays, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. Thursdays, Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS. And then here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays for the Big Show, Fridays for the Mac Show. And Brian Chaffin and I, we do the Context Machine. So with that, holy crap, thank you, everyone, for tolerating me. You are all incredibly patient, all of you. Holy crap. No, but seriously, you're awesome. So thank you for letting me spend my Friday morning with you. This is just a great way to lead into the weekend, and I really enjoy it. Everyone that's watching, listening live, thank you for being here and being part of this. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the live chat. Everyone that watches or listens to the shows later, thank you for being here and being part of the BTN family as well. Hey, speaking of the BTN family, Ewan, thank you for being you. And Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. TSO hosts, thank you for being here and supporting us. Give them some online love, people. And share some of that online love with the Daily News Show. It's awesome. It's 5 minutes of the tech news that you need just waiting for you when you get up in the morning. Kyle does such a great job. It does take more money to keep that show running. So this is where the love comes in. Yes, you can buy some love. Just go to the BTN website, click the button to send some money in to help support the daily news show. It is so worth it, and it is just a wonderful program. So thank you, Kyle, for doing that. And let's see. All right. Be sure and join us next Thursday for the big show, and then next Friday for the Mac show, where no doubt there will be things for us to discuss because the keynote will have already happened. Also, you will get to see how well or poorly we have done with our predictions and bets. My assumption is that that I will end up being very low on the list, and that's okay. I'm just glad that I get to be here and be part of this. So Thursday for the big show, Friday for the Mac show, and everyone have an awesome weekend.